κρατικό πιστοποιητικό γλωσσομάθειας. Αγγλική γλώσσα. Τρίτη ενότητα. Εξέταση κατανόησης προφορικού λόγου. Έναρξη της εξέτασης.
Activity 1. Listen to items 1 to 4 and choose the best photo, A to F. There are two photos you do not need. One.
When you see this sign, you need to be careful because there may be rocks falling from a mountainside onto the road.
Two.
You'll probably see this sign if you are near an old people's home or in an area where there are lots of old people crossing the roads. You need to slow down and drive very carefully.
Three.
This sign tells you that the road may be slippery and dangerous, and you may have trouble keeping control of your car.
Four.
This sign is for the drivers of lorries or other long vehicles, and warns them that there is a big bump in the road ahead, which may cause problems for them.
Listen again and check your answers. One.
When you see this sign, you need to be careful because there may be rocks falling from a mountainside onto the road.
Two.
You'll probably see this sign if you are near an old people's home or in an area where there are lots of old people crossing the roads. You need to slow down and drive very carefully.
Three.
This sign tells you that the road may be slippery and dangerous, and you may have trouble keeping control of your car.
Four.
This sign is for the drivers of lorries or other long vehicles, and warns them that there is a big bump in the road ahead, which may cause problems for them.
Activity 2. Read items 5 to 7, listen and choose the best answer, A, B or C, for each item.
I asked you all what you think is a typical thing that English people do, I think most of you would say drinking tea. And you'd be right. Tea plays a big part in English life, even today. We drink tea at all times of the day, for breakfast, during the morning. Some people drink it after lunch and after dinner. But the best known time is in the afternoon, around 4 o'clock. And if you have afternoon tea, then along with your cup of tea, you will eat things like small sandwiches and delicious cakes and scones with jam and cream. Wonderful. But we don't just think of tea as a drink. We also think of it as something that's good for you psychologically and emotionally. Something which refreshes you and which can calm you down. If someone has had a shock or an accident, or is sad or upset about something, then they'll be offered a nice cup of tea to make them feel better.
Listen again and check your answers.
If I asked you all what you think is a typical thing that English people do, I think most of you would say drinking tea. And you'd be right. Tea plays a big part in English life, even today. We drink tea at all times of the day, for breakfast, during the morning. Some people drink it after lunch and after dinner. But the best known time is in the afternoon, around 4 o'clock. And if you have afternoon tea, then along with your cup of tea, you will eat things like small sandwiches and delicious cakes and scones with jam and cream. Wonderful. But we don't just think of tea as a drink. We also think of it as something that's good for you psychologically and emotionally, something which refreshes you and which can calm you down. If someone has had a shock or an accident, or is sad or upset about something, then they'll be offered a nice cup of tea to make them feel better.
Activity 3. Read items 8 to 10. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
Hello, this is Mrs. Sanderson calling about Mark's lesson tomorrow. Can we reschedule that? We haven't been able to get hold of the music books that you told him to get, so he hasn't been able to do any practice of those new pieces, and he's worried that you're going to be angry with him. The shop said they'll have them in by Wednesday, so could he come on Friday? Is that any good for you?
Nine.
Yes, Mrs. Allison, how are you? Thanks for getting back to me. I was wondering if you'd heard about our new product, this new publication called Science and Our Lives. Now, this is very popular with schools right now and includes lots of the latest research from America. There are 12 books in the series, and if you buy them now, we'll give you a 15% discount. Okay. I'll come round then next week.
Ten.
Mike? Hi. Look, I'm really sorry to bother you. Are you at home at the moment? Oh, damn. Look... when I was with you yesterday evening, I think I must have left my mobile phone somewhere in your house. Now, I'm not sure where it is. It could have been in the kitchen where we were having that cup of coffee, you remember? Or it could be on the shelf next to your computer. We were doing some work there with some papers that you were looking at. Yeah? Could you do that? Oh, that's wonderful. Thanks very much. Really appreciate it.
Listen again and check your answers. Eight.
Hello, this is Mrs. Sanderson calling about Mark's lesson tomorrow. Can we reschedule that? We haven't been able to get hold of the music books that you told him to get, so he hasn't been able to do any practice of those new pieces. And he's worried that you're going to be angry with him. The shop said they'll have them in by Wednesday, so could he come on Friday? Is that any good for you?
Nine.
Yes, Mrs. Allison, how are you? Thanks for getting back to me. I was wondering if you'd heard about our new product, this new publication called Science and Our Lives. Now, this is very popular with schools right now and includes lots of the latest research from America. There are 12 books in the series, and if you buy them now, we'll give you a 15% discount. Okay, I'll come round then next week.
Yeah, Mike? Hi. Look, I'm really sorry to bother you. Are you at home at the moment? Oh, damn. Look, when I was with you yesterday evening, I think I must have left my mobile phone somewhere in your house. Now, I'm not sure where it is. It could have been in the kitchen where we were having that cup of coffee, you remember? Or it could be on the shelf next to your computer. We were doing some work there with some papers that you were looking at. Yeah? Could you do that? Oh, that's wonderful. Thanks very much. Really appreciate it.
Activity 4. Read items 11 to 15. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
So, Alex, I hear you grew up in New York.
Yeah.
But you've been living in Greece for the past 5 years.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And how do you find Greece in comparison to New York?
Oh, well, Greece, yeah, it's more laid back. You know, people don't rush to go to places or do things. You know,
yes.
They take their sweet little time,
right.
Which is not necessarily bad. You know, it's good. And the weather is beautiful here. I mean, it's not like these long winter nights.
Yeah, I've heard the winters in New York are very brutal.
Yeah, they're very brutal. And it's very humid in the summer, too. I mean, my God, you can't even get to places. It's very extremely hot.
Hmm.
And the people, they're more genuine here. They're more, hospitable. They invite you into their home. You know, they're not as rude as they are in New York City.
Really? Because Americans have a reputation to be very open and friendly and hospitable.
Okay, well, yeah, but if you find yourself in New York, I don't think
you'll
find hospitable people.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, hey, that's my opinion. If you go to other states, maybe things are a little different, but New York is like that.
And what about the food, Alex?
Oh, the food is great. It's fresher. The ingredients are, you can really taste the tomatoes, you can lettuce. Even the meat, it tastes like meat. In New York, it's really bad. It's like processed food, because Americans are used to eating a lot of fast food stuff. So they're not, you don't get that taste, that original, genuine taste that you get in Greece.
Listen again and check your answers.
So, Alex, I hear you grew up in New York.
Yeah.
But you've been living in Greece for the past 5 years.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And how do you find Greece in comparison to New York?
Oh, well, Greece, yeah, it's more laid back. People don't rush to go to places or do things.
Yes.
They take their sweet little time,
right.
Which is not necessarily bad. It's good. And the weather is beautiful here. I mean, it's not like these long winter nights.
Yeah, I've heard the winters in New York are very brutal.
Yeah, they're very brutal. And it's very humid in the summer, too. I mean, my God, you can't even get to places. It's very extremely hot.
Hmm.
And the people, they're more genuine here. They're more, hospitable. They invite you into their home. They're not as rude as they are in New York City.
Really? Because Americans have a reputation to be very open and friendly and hospitable.
Okay, well, yeah, but if you find yourself in New York, I don't think you'll find hospitable people.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, hey, that's my opinion. If you go to other states, maybe things are a little different, but New York is like that.
And what about the food, Alex?
Oh, the food. The food is great. It's fresher. The ingredients are, you know, I mean, you can really taste the tomatoes. You can lettuce. Even the meat. It tastes like meat. In New York, it's really bad. It's like processed food. Because Americans are used to eating a lot of fast food stuff, so they're not. You know, you don't get that taste, that original, genuine taste that you get in Greece.
Activity 5. Listen and fill in items 16 to 20 with the right word. Example.
2 kilos of minced beef, please, and 1 chicken.
I
want a bouquet for my girlfriend's birthday. Red roses, or pink ones, maybe.
Yeah, look, this is a really beautiful dress, isn't it? Well, I love that blouse over there, look. Now, why don't you try them on?
18.
2 loaves of brown bread, please. Are they fresh today? Oh, okay, good. And some cheese pies and some white bread for toast.
19.
I want something for my little grandson's birthday. He's 3 tomorrow. He really loves cars and lorries.
20.
No, these feel too tight, and the heels are too high. My feet will kill me after just a few minutes.
20. Listen again and check your answers.
I want a bouquet for my girlfriend's birthday. Red roses, or pink ones, maybe.
17.
Yeah, look, this is a really beautiful dress, isn't it? Well, I love that blouse over there, look. Now, why don't you try them on?
18.
2 loaves of brown bread, please. Are they fresh today? Oh, okay, good. And some cheese pies and some white bread for toast.
19.
I want something for my little grandson's birthday. He's 3 tomorrow. He really loves cars and lorries.
20.
No, these feel too tight, and the heels are too high. My feet will kill me after just a few minutes.
6. Listen and fill in items 21 to 25 with the right word. Example.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this first day of the new academic year. I'm very happy to welcome our old pupils back after the long summer holiday, and I want to say a special greeting to all of our new pupils this year.
Right, everyone. I need all of you to understand how important this season is going to be for our team. If we want to stay in the Premier League, we need to work very, very hard at all aspects of our game. There will be no time for messing around, huh? It will be hard training right from the start.
22.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for coming on time. I hope you can all sit round the table. Right, Mrs. Sanders will be taking notes during today's meeting. Now, there are several things on today's agenda, including introductions of new employees, the proposed changes to the cafeteria, and arrangements for the Christmas vacations. Right, I'm going to start by introducing our new secretary, Joanna.
In
the presence of God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, we have come together to witness the marriage of Julia and John, to pray for God's blessing on them, to share their joy, and to celebrate their love.
24.
Thank you, thank you. To all those who voted for me and to all the party members, thank you. Your support has been incredibly important to me during these last weeks leading up to our victory in today's elections. But today is only the beginning. We have important work to do and we have a country to run. So let's get to work.
Thank you for your invitation to speak to this meeting about preventing crime in your town. I know that many of you are worried about the number of robberies and burglaries, and we are here to help you address this problem. We don't see our job as just coming when we get emergency calls and trying to catch the criminals. There's a huge amount we can do to help you prevent such incidents. And that's what we're here to talk about tonight.
21.
Right, everyone. I need all of you to understand how important this season is going to be for our team. If we want to stay in the Premier League, we need to work very, very hard at all aspects of our game. There will be no time for messing around, huh? It will be hard training right from the start.
22.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for coming on time. I hope you can all sit round the table. Right, Mrs. Sanders will be taking notes during today's meeting. Now, there are several things on today's agenda, including introductions of new employees, the proposed changes to the cafeteria, and arrangements for the Christmas vacations. Right, I'm going to start by introducing our new secretary, Joanna.
23.
In the presence of God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, we have come together to witness the marriage of Julia and John, to pray for God's blessing on them, to share their joy, and to celebrate their love.
24.
Thank you, thank you. To all those who voted for me and to all the party members, thank you. Your support has been incredibly important to me during these last weeks leading up to our victory in today's elections. But today is only the beginning. We have important work to do and we have a country to run. So let's get to work.
Thank you for your invitation to speak to this meeting about preventing crime in your town. I know that many of you are worried about the number of robberies and burglaries, and we are here to help you address this problem. We don't see our job as just coming when we get emergency calls and trying to catch the criminals. There's a huge amount we can do to help you prevent such incidents. And that's what we're here to talk about tonight.
Λήξη της εξέτασης.